One that's worth the wait, even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy. Talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine. No, you can't have mine.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. With the government shutdown averted, President Biden's urging Congress to approve new assistance for Ukraine.
The temporary funding bill that lawmakers passed on Saturday did not include money for Ukraine, and the president said Congress must act as soon as possible.
There's an overwhelming number of Republicans and Democrats in both the House and the Senate who support Ukraine. Let's vote on it.
Speaking from the White House, Mr. Biden declared that America will not walk away from Ukraine in its fight against Russia.
We cannot, under any circumstance, allow American support for Ukraine to be interrupted.
But as the war grinds on, Republican resistance to Ukraine aid has been gaining momentum. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Passage maybe comes with a high personal price tag. Florida Republican Matt Gaetz says he'll try to remove House Speaker Kevin McCarthy from his position this week, claiming a brazen material breach of agreements that McCarthy made with House Republicans in January when he ran for Speaker. No House leader has ever been removed from office through this kind of move. California Governor Gavin Newsom's office says he will name LaFonza Butler, a former Kamala Harris advisor, to fill Dianne Feinstein's Senate seat. The chair of the new Select Committee on the Strategic Competition between the United States and the Chinese Communist Party has two questions for the GOP presidential field, questions that were not asked at last week's debate.
Why should Americans, average Americans, care about the threat posed by the CCP? What is the threat that it poses to America right here at home? And then I would say, what is your plan for preventing a war with China, specifically over Taiwan?
Speaking on the Salem News Channel, Gallagher says that would force a future commander-in-chief to explain what they would do to force a military buildup and put in place a deterrence by denial posture in the Taiwan Strait. More at townhall.com.
If you trade stocks, then you know avoiding pitfalls is the biggest challenge for both new and experienced investors. Vantage Point's dual-patented artificial intelligence provides a powerful solution to this problem by offering predictive accuracy, emotional neutrality, and diverse market forecasts for today's active traders. Vantage Point's AI analyzes billions of data points in seconds, so you get highly accurate predicted market conditions for the next trading day. Take the emotion out of your trading. Text the word money to 813-813. Navigate the financial markets with confidence using AI. Text MONEY to 813-813 right now to learn more for free. Text MONEY to 813-813 to experience the benefits of AI in your trading. Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Serbia is denying reports of a troop buildup near Kosovo.
Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić is rejecting U.S. and EU reports of a military buildup along the country's border with Kosovo. In the wake of rising tension in the Balkan region after a recent deadly shootout, Vučić says reports of increased military presence are untrue, complaining of a campaign of lies against his country. Kosovo's government says it's monitoring Serbian military presence from three different directions and is urging its neighbor to pull back troops and demilitarize the border area. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Business sentiment among big Japanese manufacturers improved in the period July through September for the second straight quarter, according to a central bank survey. Bank Japan says the breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Now, here's a robbery you don't see very often.
Police say a man using Airbnb to rent a room robbed a Georgia homeowner at gunpoint. The homeowner in the Atlanta suburb of Buford called police saying a man rented his basement through the room sharing app, then stole his wallet. A police report says the renter checked in and quickly texted the owner upstairs to say the toilet was leaking. The homeowner was checking the toilet when the renter appeared with a gun, tied up the man, and then fled with his wallet. Jason Walker reporting.
Salt water flowing from the Gulf of Mexico into the drought-stricken Mississippi River is prompting Louisiana Governor Edwards to ask President Biden to declare a state of emergency. The salty inflows threaten drinking water supplies, and Edwards says the issue is so severe, the state can no longer handle it on its own. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Mainly clear skies overnight with lows around 60. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, 81. Mainly clear tomorrow night, 59. Upper 70s Tuesday, turning much cooler Wednesday with highs in the upper 60s and scattered showers possible. Take a look at the extended forecast, 58 Thursday and 48 on Friday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 60 overnight. A high of 81 tomorrow. We should dip down to around 59 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 67.
Bury me in Georgia. Chattanooga, south of that state line, there's a no-name road off Highway 2 just past the welcome sign. It's where I was born, it's where I was raised, ain't saying I'm ready yet, but that's the place I want to be after my last breath. Bury me in Georgia, let me rest in shoes y'all put on my feet. I don't care how many show up, yeah, or who reads my eulogy. Just take me out to that graveyard, sing a send me home song.
Baby. Gabby Barrett's got another bun in the oven. She debuted that baby bump at the People's Choice Awards, and now she says she can't wait to have another daughter. Okay, does she already know? Is she revealing that for her third child? Can't wait to find out. Congratulations to her and her husband. Jay Cohen now, Made for You.
Water towers made for hearts and names. Friday nights made for football games. Falling leaves made for falling in. Front porch steps made for good night kissing. And I was made for you. Yeah, I was made for you. Summer jobs made for spending cash. Second dates made for going fast. Early curfews made for sneaking past. 2 a.m. was made for pissed off dads, and I was made for you. Yeah, I was made for you. Like a ship without a sea, or a song without a melody. I don't know where I'd be or what I'd do.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
This brings you cheer. Maybe someday
We screw a lot of on the beach. Hey, 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 what's so wrong with one more drinking song? Hold up your cups and sing along to one more drinking song. Shots and pickup lines, and here's to bartenders trying to get paid. Well, all of us are trying to get. Hey, 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 what's so wrong with one more drinking song? Hold up your cups and sing it.
Your classics, your country, 98 Q Country.
Russell Dickerson, When God Gave Me a Girl. It was an exciting weekend in the NFL. Of course, one girl that was headlines, Taylor Swift, was at the Kansas City Chiefs and the New York Jets game. However, Another big headline that I think we should take note of, DeMar Hamlin, he is back. The Buffalo Bills stars suited up and got to play in the game the other day. It's his emotional return after 9 months after suffering that cardiac arrest on the field. So it's good to see him back out playing football.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights. Here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods. Here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we are realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all. Here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
There's a whole lot of savings going on now at Staples. During Staples Sit-a-thon, you can save up to $150 on select office and desk chairs. And when you buy a chair, you save 25% on desks, storage solutions, and office accessories. Plus, your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. And when you return an Amazon order at Staples, you receive a coupon for $10 off your next $30 Staples purchase. Now is definitely the time to save at Staples. Chair offer ends 10/28, in-store only. Exclusions apply on Amazon offer.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
I swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing. It's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in. The next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that rain. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat. And the doctor's saying, how you doing there, dad? And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, get to know your ever been with a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids and you take them to church, teach them to fish and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know,
air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com. 98
here on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Smith, World on Fire. Before that, Billy Currington, People Are Crazy. And now you can catch all the action through your sunglasses. Meta has teamed up with Ray-Ban with a new line of smart glasses that can record high-definition video and live stream it. They're going to be coming out next month, only for $299. Now you can record the world around you and all those crazy people.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Mainly clear skies overnight with lows around 60. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, 81. Mainly clear tomorrow night, 59. Upper 70s Tuesday, turning much cooler Wednesday with highs in the upper 60s and scattered showers possible. Take a look at the extended forecast, 58 Thursday and 48 on Friday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 60 overnight. A high of 81 tomorrow. We should dip down to around 59 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 66.
Brand new country.
You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store.
Really cool station. 98 Q Country.
Classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking?
kill tattoo. Tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a half past two. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? That you gave a come and get me grin. And like a bullet, we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man. Just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling. Yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
Country. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Carmichael's got some drinking problems right there, but he doesn't have these kind of problems. A guy in India has got some eating problems. He showed up to a hospital and said he'd had a stomachache for 2 years. What? Turned out they did some x-rays and found that he'd swallowed more than 50 household items, including lockets, chains, nuts, bolts, even some earbuds. Of course, he does have a psychological issue. Doctors were able to correct his stomach pain, but I'm guessing now with that scar he's got, he's probably going to have some more stomach pain for a while.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Are you facing an unexpected financial emergency? You need WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com could help you get up to $3,000 fast. WeFixMoney.com is free to use, available 24/7, and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to the name you trust, WeFixMoney.com. If you need emergency cash, up to $3,000 for bills or anything else, type WeFixMoney.com directly in your browser. That's WeFixMoney.com.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
I was down with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. Chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, country fan like I am. Tears over ours.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
Those storm clouds gather in a to the nerve and heart. Gordon like a dirt road, Daytona in my heart. And we ain't even got to the best part.
We didn't have a towel, didn't have dry clothes. She was smiling and saying, hold me, I'm cold. We made a blanket out of that sundress.
And the radio won't even let me tell you the rest.